We're going to start Tesa Midbeis, four lines from the bottom of the page. It says Tan Rabbanan. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Rabbanan learnt. Echad and Neteah, this is speaking about, again, the 3 years of Orla and Netar Ravai that we said, that Rosh Hashanah is the new year for all these. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in other words, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Arla, Netar Ravai, that's the first 3 years, then you take the fourth year, you have to take the fruits to eat them in Yerushalayim, and so on. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Echad, Tanraban, Rabbanan learned, Echad and Neteya, whether somebody plants a tree, Echad and Mavrich, whether somebody bends a vine down into the ground, or Echad and Markiv, one who grafts a branch into an existing branch into existing tree, out of Shvius, in the year before Shemitah, Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Leishana is considered a year as far as Arla goes.
Rosh Hashanah for trees.
Huh?
Rosh Hashanah for trees.
Okay. No, we're going to see. Rosh Hashanah for trees is Tu B'Shvat. For Arla, which is also trees, and we'll see the connection in a minute, it's also a year. Is counted. It means when Rosh Hashanah comes, the second year has started. As long as you did it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so when Rosh Hashanah comes, it's the second year for Arla. We're not finished yet. And also, Mutar Lekayimem B'Shvius. You're allowed to keep them during Shvius. During the Shemitah year, because it's considered as if they grew before Shemitah, because they already took root before Shemitah, and trees that took root before Shemitah, you don't have to destroy during Shemitah, because you didn't consider planting them during Shemitah. But, Pachas Mishleishim Yem Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, what happens if it was less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah that you planted them, then, Le'also Le'shana, it's not considered a year for as far as Arla goes, Va'asa Le'kaimen B'Shvius, and you're not allowed to keep these fruits during Shvius, you have to uproot them. But and upeidus netiyazu asurim atu b'shvat. Yet even after the arla years finished and Netar Ravai finished, you're not allowed to use them between until tu b'shvat. Im la arla arla, if it's the din of arla, it's arla. Vim la ravoi ravoi, if it's Netar Ravai, it's considered still Netar Ravai. Meaning as follows: even though technically the third year is up on Rosh Hashanah, yet you can't use the fruit or benefit from the fruits until Tu B'Shvat, because that's still the new year of trees. Or if it's Netar Ravai, meaning the fruit from the fourth year, that you have to be going back to Yerushalayim to eat it, so the din is, you also have to wait Netar Ravai until Tu B'Shvat. And as Rashi explains, this is going on the first case of the Braisa. That means if you planted it more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah automatically begins the second year. But when the third year is up, Rosh Hashanah, you still have to wait until B'Shvat to eat the fruit. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, how do I know this? From where do we learn this out, that Rosh Hashanah is the new year and so on? So he says, Amar B'chia Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, B'chia Barabba says the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Umatum, Emeshmed Rabbi Anai, and some people say it's in the name of Rabbi Anai, because Amakra, the Ketera says, Ubashon Aravias, in the fourth year, okay, you have Netar Ravai. That means you have to take the fruits to Yerushalayim. Ubashon Achamishis, and in the fifth year. Now, in the same pasuk, it seems to be saying the fourth and fifth year seem to go together. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Pa'amim sheberevius. Sometimes you're in the fourth year, but adayin asurim mishum arla. It's still forbidden for arla. Or pa'amim shebechamishis. And sometimes you're in the fifth year, va'asurim mishum revai. It's forbidden for the Netar Ravai. Meaning as follows: once the third year is finished, you started the fourth year, Rosh Hashanah starts the fourth year. Yet it's still forbidden for Arla, the Torah seems to imply. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you can't eat until Tu B'Shvat. Even though you finished the fourth year, you're already in the fifth year. Sometimes it's still forbidden. Why? Because you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat to be able to eat it. In other words, you still need this concept of Tu B'Shvat. Before Tu B'Shvat, not, by the way, and I'm saying it incorrectly. It's not that you can't eat it. The fruit also that grew between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat is also forbidden. Even though you're in the fourth year, or you're already in the fifth year, because like we said, if you planted a tree, let's say, a month and a half before Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah starts the second year. Then you have a third year. So after 2 years and a month and a half, you're already finished 3 years. But you still can't eat the fruit that grew until Tu B'Shvat. You're already in the fourth year. But the Torah said, B'Shana Revi, it's the Shana Chamishis, meaning sometimes in the fourth year you still can't eat the fruit for Arla. Sometimes in the fifth year you can't eat the fruit because of Arla. I mean, because not to the Vai. You're in the fourth and fifth year. So you see, it's speaking from Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat, you can't eat the fruits that grew then.
His fruit is
In Eretz Yisrael?
No, his fruit.
Chutz La'aretz is Midrabanon, and therefore Safek Arla is Mutter. That means in Eretz Yisrael,
a Jew,
yeah, I know,
plant a tree.
If a Jew plants a tree, you cannot eat the fruit for the first 3 years. Now, Chutz La'aretz
is starting the year. But
In Chutz La'aretz, we don't have this Netter of Ibit, only in Eretz Yisrael, the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't anyway have to go up to the base of Midrash for that.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if you plant a tree,
mm-hmm.
the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that. Oh, so the Gemara says, for Arla begins from 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. That means if you planted the tree
in
the summer, in Av, let's say, you planted a tree.
Yeah.
So as soon as Rosh Hashanah comes, mm-hmm. it's the first. But you still have to wait until Tu B'Shvat
mm-hmm.
of the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Even a Chutz La'aretz.
Okay.
Now the bigger problem is, by the way, usually when you plant a tree, you don't have the fruits anyway the first while. The bigger problem is when you replant a tree, or if you buy, let's say a lemon tree, you buy a finished lemon tree that's already producing lemons,
mm-hmm.
you know, from a what do you call it?
Store.
Orchard or there's
nursery.
Nursery, yeah. And then from a nursery, and then you replant it in your house, you have to start again over the 3 years. That's more practical as far as not eating the fruit.
I have an apple tree.
No.
And an orange tree. And I had to wait...
you have to wait 3 years.
Yes.
Now, the difference is, because Arla and Eretz Yisrael is min ha-Torah, and a biblical doubt, you have to be stricter.
Mm-hmm.
So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to know for sure it's not Arla until you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you know he's in the thing. It says Naki Mechshash Arlo and Tevel, and it's free from all this stuff. In Chutz La'aretz, because it's only rabbinic,
mm-hmm.
and the rabbinic doubt is lenient, so you're allowed to eat the fruit unless if you know for sure that it is Arlo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why here you can just walk into a supermarket and buy fruit,
yeah,
or fruit store. You don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
In Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't matter. And I have to say, you can't walk into a fruit store and buy fruit
mm-hmm.
unless it has a hechsher. You know, that it's takanat.
Mm-hmm.
What?
If you take a branch off one tree and plant it on the other, and that other tree is already past 3 years, does that count?
This starts again. Take a new tree.
That one branch or the whole tree?
Well, we learned over here, if you take this branch, says or a markiv, or if you... the new branch eventually unites with the whole tree but bears the fruit of the stock from which it was taken. So whatever grows on that branch for sure is going to be forbidden. But
when do you exactly start these 3 years? From the time you plant a tree to from the time you first see a fruit?
No, when you plant it.
Some trees don't give fruit.
That's what I'm saying, so then you don't have that problem. That's what I said, the main problem is if you replant it.
Even if you take earth with the tree and plant it in a different place, it begins this three-year process.
It depends how much earth. Yeah, it's all in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember all the details because it's not that practical. But in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole simon about that. What happens if you take dirt from the old... But yeah, everything is...
Or you can plant it with the container, just in where it comes with a pot, big pot. Just
yeah, but it depends how much... One second, let's stop this. To run through some of the dinim that's important here. If you plant a tree, a fruit tree, you count 3 years from the time you planted it. Not from when it bears fruit, from the time you plant it. Any fruit that grew in that 3 year period is forbidden. Then he says, okay, where do you count the 3 years from? You count from Tishrei. Okay? Sometimes it's only 2 years. Like you said, if it's, you started before Tishrei, X amount of time, and, okay, and sometimes it's more. And then he says, Safek Kol Eretz Yisrael is Asur.
Safek.
Well, I said, he says, Arla, Neyeg B'chol Mokim Chol Zman. The difference is, in Eretz Yisrael is Minateira, and Chutzlot is Halachon Meshim Messina, which according to most poskim is anyway considered Midrabanan. Yeah. Safek Kol Eretz Yisrael is Asur, Chutzlot is Mutter. Okay, that's what we just said. Then, he says, whatever is there, should for him. Trying to see where that din is. Not finding it here, but there's a whole thing. If you take the earth with it, you don't take the earth with it. What is it?
One second. Has to do with the earth from the tree to take
off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Helps another tree.
So it could be maybe okay if you take a lot of dirt with it.
I don't think so, but I don't want to say for sure. It's all open dinner, I don't know where it is now. I don't remember, I don't want to waste more time. But there's, even Kitzur Shchunech is clear the details of it. Whatever. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lamed Leker Meir. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in the top. So now the Gemara says, Lamed Leker Meir. This doesn't go according to Rameir. Because up to now we say you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be considered a year. Correct? That's what we said, 30 days. But the Gemara says, Lamed Leker Meir. Because Rameir says Yom Echad Bashana Chashiv Shana, one day is considered a year. So Lachet Arab Mishnah and Braisa can't go according to Rameir, because Rameir says one day in a year is counted a year, and here we're saying 30 days in a year is counted a year. Where do we see that Rameir says one day of a year is counted as a year? So the Gemara says as follows: the Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Parha Amud Batera Stam. When the Torah says the word par, bull, that's interesting. When it comes to korbanos, sometimes you bring a par, sometimes you bring a calf, sometimes, you know, different animals. What age is considered a bull? What age is considered a calf? The Torah doesn't say clearly what age it is. Mm-hmm. So it says in the Braise, when the Torah says par, when the Torah says a bull, it means... Ben Esen v'abo chodesh v'yim echad. 24 months in one day. Divrei Rab Meir. Rabbi Lazar says no. Ben Asin Varbo Chedish Ushleishim Yem. It has to be a meaning as follows. Everybody says when the Torah says Par, it means 3 years old. It means 3 years old. Rab Meir says 2 years and a day is already 3 years. Because it's already in the third year. Rabbi Lazar says, no. It has to be 24 months and a month.
It's not a day.
Not a day. A 30 day makes a new year, but not one day. But the mayor says one day makes a year. Why? Because the mayor used to say the following. Whenever the Torah says the word egel, it means ben shana, a year old. Ben bakar, when it says a ben bakar, the son of a cattle, it means ben shtayim, 2 years old. Par ben sholish, and a par is 3 years old. So, but yet the Gemara learns, there's bechlal, an interesting halacha, in Torah, you have a din of mixas hayim kekuli. Part of the day is like a whole day. And this you see it in a clear din, God forbid, you know, when somebody gets up from Shiva, on the seventh day, they sit a little bit in the morning, and then the Shiva is over. Are you supposed to sit Shiva 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, part of the day is like a whole day. You have the same thing in a more livelier level of bar mitzvah. It says, a kid becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old in a day. When he's 13 years old in a day, he becomes bar mitzvah, he's obligated in all mitzvahs, he could daven, he could lay, you know, he could all the things that he has to do. Now, if you think about it, if a kid was born, let's say Aleph Tishrei, right? Chav Tes Elul finishes the year, right? So the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, he'd be bar mitzvah. Now, that morning, could he get an aliyah? If it's 13 years and a day, why wouldn't he have to wait? Or let's say a kid's birthday is Shabbos. Let's make it easier. A kid's birthday is Shabbos. Now, if it's the year ends Friday before Shabbos, ends the year. Now starts a new year, right? When you're 1 year old, the day before your birthday is the year finished, and now your birthday starts the new year. But if you need 13 years in a day, on your birthday, if you bar mitzvah, on your birthday, Shabbos, can you do things Friday night, daven and bench and all that? The answer is yes. You don't have a full day. Part of the day is called a full day. So the second the day enters, it's part of the day, it's considered the whole day. The same thing the Gemara says when the Torah says you need a year. So the Meir says, if you're into the new year with a day, you're already in the third year. It's already the third year. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you need 30 days in a year to make it a year. So now you have the argument with a bull. Rabbi Meir says 2 years and a day makes it ready the third year, even though it's a day. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you need a month. Okay? What do you see from this whole Gemara with the bull and all that? That, according to the mayor, one day in a year makes a year. So the question is, how can a Mishnah go according to Rav Meir if Rav Meir holds that a day makes a year and our Mishnah says 30 days makes a year?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the Mishnah can't go according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara answers, afilu teimi Rav Meir. The Mishnah could even go according to Rav Meir. Why? Because ki kamer Rav Meir yemecha bashana choshev shana. When does Rav Meir say that one day is considered a year? It says b'seif shana, at the end of the year. What it means? What do you mean at the end of the year? Even though this is the first day of the year,
11 months and one day.
It means that the what you need 3 full years. Avol b'tchilas. Okay, I'll explain in a second. Avol b'tchilas shana. But when it comes to the beginning of series of years, then it doesn't begin, it's not considered a year. Meaning as follows. The Torah says, let's finish 3 years by a bull. The Torah says it has to be 3 years old. When you're talking about finishing the year, finishing the series of years, okay, one day is considered a year. Because you have two full years, and then when the bull hits the third year, it's the end of the third year that you're trying to get, so therefore it's considered a full year. By our law, we're talking about if you plant before Rosh Hashanah, in other words, the series is beginning, not ending. The mayor says, at the end, one day could be a year. But to start a year, you can't do it with the day, you need a month. In other words, what's our Mishnah talking about? We're talking about Arla, you plant within the 30 days of Tishrei to start the three-year cycle. Right? So the Chachamim hold, you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that the new Rosh Hashanah should be considered the second year. So you're starting the years. Rameir says to start, you also need 30 days. This that Rameir says, a day in the year is considered a year, is when you're finishing the 3 years. The bull is 2 years old. One more day, you want to finish the 3 year cycle, so that one day is enough. And it's very logical also, because once you have the full 2 years, you're already in the third year, it's okay already. But to start it, you need 30 days to start a year, not a day. So Gemara says it could even go according to Rav Meir. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, but Rava said no. The love Kal V'Chaymer, who is it not a Kal V'Chaymer? What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Here, there's a Gemara here if you want also. It says as follows. Oman Nida, what if the din of Nida? Shein Tchila Sayyem Eila Labasofa. That the beginning of the final days does not count as a full day. Yet, Seifa Yem Ola B'Tchila, the end of the day counts as the beginning. I'll explain this thing. Shana Sheyem Echad Eila LaBeseifa, where a single day counts as the first year, and then is it not certain that it should be counted, that one day should be counted as a year? The Gemara says, this is very simple. The Gemara, it just sounds confusing when you read the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out, is a day a year at the end or at the beginning? There's a din of Nida as follows. Not nowadays, again I want to emphasize, not nowadays, but in the biblical halacha, like this today, when a Nida becomes Nida, she has to finish the cycle, and then she has to count 7 clean days. Biblically, there was no such thing. Biblically, when a Nida became a Nida, starting from the time she became a Nida, she counts 7 days and goes to the mikveh. A Nida, not a Zava. We do it because today everybody's Nida and Zava. It's not for now. But Nida, according to biblical law, has to be a full 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh. That's all you need. There's no clean days. Biblical Nida. She starts Nida, 7 days, she goes to the mikveh, and that's it. Now, if a woman started the cycle an hour before sundown, that day is counted as a day. Yet to end the cycle, you need to finish the whole day. Okay, that's the din. In other words, if a lady saw, let's say, Sunday late afternoon, so Sunday is a day, right? Even though it's only an hour. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Saturday night, she can go to the mikveh. But she can't go Saturday morning to the mikveh. So the question is, if the beginning is part of the day is counted as a full day, why can't the end of the day be counted as a full day? So you see, that end is stricter than beginning. Because at the beginning, part of the day is counted a day. But at the end, part of the day is not counted as a day. She has to wait mamish until the end of the day. Right? So what do you see from there? That end is stricter than beginning. Mm-hmm. So Rav Meir, you're just saying the opposite now. Rav Meir says the end of the year, one day is a year. But to begin it, one day is not called a year.
And that's the reason why they go at night.
Right, because you need full 7 days. You need full... By the way, you have the same thing with Bris Mila. A kid needs a bris on the 8th day. Yeah? If a kid is born a minute before sundown, a minute before sundown, that day is the first day. It's not a first day. It's a minute left. A part of the day is a whole day. In that din. Therefore, he could have a bris the eighth day early in the morning. You don't need full 8 days. On the eighth day, but the first day, even if it's a minute to shkia, you do a bris in the eighth day. So Rav is asking a question as follows. You came along with a statement, according to the mayor, at the end of the cycle, 1 year is count, 1 day is counted a year. To begin the cycle of Arla, 1 day is not enough. So Rav says, but from Nida we see just the opposite. At the beginning it's counted as a day, and at the end it's not counted as a day. Mm-hmm. Right? So how could it be? So Gemara says, Elamai. So what do you want to tell me? It goes according to Rabbi Elazar. It goes according to Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara asks, Shleishim u'shleishim boy. According to Rabbi Elazar, you need 30 and 30. What does it mean? It's all very simple. Amishnah says, if you plant 31 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's counted as a year. According to Rabbi Elazar, you need 30 days to take root, plus 30 days to be counted a year. So the Gemara says, how could you say it goes according to Rabbi Elazar? It can't go according to Rabbi Elazar either. Because Amishnah says 30 days would be enough to plant before Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Elazar, you need 30 plus 30. So the Gemara's question is, it can't go according to Rabbi Meir, and it can't go according to Rabbi Elazar. Now, where do we see Rabbi Elazar holds 30 plus 30? He says, the Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, Ein neit, and you're not allowed to plant a tree. Ve'im avrich, and you're not allowed to take a vine and bend it into the ground. Ve'im akivin, and you're not allowed to graft. Erev Shvius, before Shemitah, Pachas Mishleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to plant a tree. Why? Because it doesn't take root for 30 days. And then you're planting during Shemitah. Vim Nata Vihivrech Vihivkiv. And what happens if somebody did Yakir? You have to uproot it. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Elazar, this is what Rabbi Elazar says. I'm sorry, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what Rabbi Eliezer says. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol harkova, sheine koletes b'shleisha yomim, any graft that doesn't take hold in 30 days, eine koletes is not going to take root. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds, taking root is 3 days, not 30 days. It's very important to understand that anything that starts taking root during Shemitah, you have to uproot. Anything that doesn't take root with before Shemitah, you have to uproot. Now, how long does it take a tree to take root? So the first opinion says 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda says 3 days.
Replanting a tree?
Anytime you plant a tree or anything. In order for the roots to take root, for the roots to catch on, so to speak, to start rooting, you need 30 days or 3 days. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Eimrim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say no. Shtei Shabbosis, 2 weeks. For Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravu, Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Baravu, the Divri Ayim Eshleishim, according to the opinion that says you need 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you need Shleishim Ushleishim, 30 days and 30 days. Why? 30 days to take root, and 30 days to count it as a year before Shemitah.
After it takes root?
Yeah. And L'divrei Eimer Shleisha, but according to the opinion that says you need only 3 days, you need 30 and 3. Or 3 and 30. L'divrei Eimer Shtei Shabbosis, according to the opinion that says 2 weeks, you need 2 weeks and 30 days. So what do we see from here? That every opinion says, if you hold 30 days, you need 30 and 30. So what's the problem of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a very big problem. Our Mishnah says 30 days and that's it. If you plant it more than 30 days, that means 31 days, before Rosh Hashanah starts the second year. So the Gemara says it can't go according to Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says one day. Then the Gemara started saying according to Rav Meir, well, there's a difference between beginning and end. So the Gemara says some need that you see just the opposite. So the Gemara asks back, but it still can't go according to Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you need 30 and 30. And our Mishnah only says 30. So the question is, who does our Mishnah go like? It can't go according to Rabbi Elazar because you need 30 plus 30. It can't go according to Rabbi Meir because 31 would be enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 33 would be enough. According to the other opinion, 30 days and 2 weeks would be enough. So the question is, there isn't an opinion that holds a Kai Mishnah that says 30 days. So who could our Mishnah go like? And the Gemara says even more. If you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, you still need 33 days. So the Gemara is asking a very simple question. Who does it go like? It has to go according to one opinion. But every opinion that talks about this issue does not agree with our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, it does go according to Rav Meir, that one day is a year. What does it mean, 30 days? It means the klita, as far as taking root. Meaning, the Gemara says, the best opinion of them all is Rav Meir. Because Mary says one day of a year is counted as a year, right? And it takes 30 days to root. So 31 days. It's the closest opinion to the Mishnah that says 30. It's better than 30 and 30 and 30 in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara right away says, but you should need 31 days. Mm-hmm. So why does the Mishnah Taka say 30 if it's supposed to be 31? So the Gemara says no. It's interesting. The mayor holds the 30th day is for both. It's counted as the 30th day for the first, and it's counted as the first day of the next. Mm-hmm. Why? Because like we said, if part of a day is a day, so half the 30th day is counted as the 30th day, and the second half of the day, so to speak, could be counted as the first day of the next thing.
You're like sharing.
Yeah, you're sharing the day. We had the same thing before by Yevil. Whether the year of Yevil, according to one opinion, is counted as the 50th and the 51st. Mm-hmm. Could be counted as both. Remember we learned, when the 50th year comes, is that the first year of the new cycle of Shemitah, or not? And one opinion says, yeah, the 50th year is the 50th year, but it's also the first year of the new cycle. Mm-hmm. So you find in Halacha that the day could be going for both. So therefore the Gemara says, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, who says 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, if you plant a tree, it's good. Rosh Hashanah starts the second year. You don't have to uproot it during Shemitah. For Erla, it started the second year. You need 31 days. Granted, you need 31 days. But the 30th day is counted for both. If the 30th day is counted for both, you got 30 days and 31 days. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Ushnei Mikra Echadosh, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Whether it's 30 days, 31 days, I mean, 30 days or one day, what's counted a year? Whether it's one day is a year or 30 days is a year, they both derive it from the same pasuk. They both derive it from the same pasuk." So said the Bachas Vishesh Meyoshana, it was in the first and 600th year. Barish and Berchad Lachedish, in the first day of the first month, that the flood started. And it says, it was in the first and 600th year, I mean the 601st year, on the first day of the first month. So Rameir says, Midakati Yem Echad, it was only one day, and yet the Torah calls it a first year, a whole year. The Torah says, on the first day of the first month of the 601st year. So the Meir says, what's the Torah saying? That the first day of the 601st year of the 601st year is counted as the 601st year. So you see that Mary says the Torah calls one day the 601st year. Shema Mina, so from here you see, Yaymecha Bashana Choshev Shana, and one day is called a year. So now the question is, but Rabbi Elazar says you need 30 days to make a year, and here the Torah seems to imply that one day is already called a year. So it says, V'idach, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says the following, Iksiv B'sheish Meiris V'acha Shana, if the Torah would have said 601st year, you would have been right. But here the Torah says the first and the 600th. So meaning, Shana goes on the Sheish Meyais, meaning, Umay Achas, Aschalta the Achas come at the beginning of the first year, but it actually, the Taka doesn't mean the first day. The Belazar answers as follows. If you said the 601st year, 601, you'd be right. But the Torah says 1 and 600. If it's 1 and 600, he says it means the beginning of the 600th year, but not necessarily that it was a whole first year, although it's counted as a first year. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar says, the Torah doesn't say it's a whole year. The Torah says it began the new year. But the Torah is not saying it's a whole year. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says one day of a year cannot mean a year. Because if the Torah would mean one day in a year, count a year, the Torah should have said 601st year. The Torah says 1 and the 600 means the 601st year began, but it's not counted as a full year. And Rabbi Elazar my taima, why does Rabbi Elazar say what he said? Because it said, Barish and Berachad Lachaydish. It says on the first day of the month, the fact that only a single day entered the first month, the kodeh lechedesh, and the Torah calls it a month, shma mina, from here you see, yom echad b'chedesh, choshev chedesh, first day of the year is counted a year, first day of a month is counted a month. If the first day of the month is counted a month, then 30 days is considered a year, v'chedesh lemnuya, for a month is according to units. Vishana Limnuya, and a month is counted for its units. It's also very simple. The Belazar says as follows. The Torah calls one day of the month a month. A month is made up of days. A year is made up of months. According to Torah, a year is 12 months. The Torah doesn't say how many days there are in a year. In the Jewish calendar, there are no set days for a year. Sometimes it's 354. Sometimes it could be 355. Sometimes you have a leap year, you can have much more days in a year. According to Torah, a year is 12 months. A year is composed of units of months. A month, the Torah says, 30 days. Now, Rabbi Elazar says the following. If the Torah says one day of a month is called a month, that means one unit of what you're counting is the whole unit. That means one day, because day, month is made up by days, so one day of a month is called a month. So therefore, that teaches us that one month is called a year.
Yeah.
But you can't count a day as a year, because how does a day get to a year? Mm-hmm. Just like month is made up of units of days, and the Torah says one unit is a month. So if you talk about years, one unit is a year. How much is a unit by years? A month. So Rabbi Elazar says you can't count, like Rameir says, a day for a year. A month is considered a year. And it's very simple. Because if one day is a month, then one month has to be a year. You can't say one day is a year. Because a year is not composed of days.
What about by the flood? It's a...
Yeah, but Rabbi Elazar answers that. He said it doesn't say 601st year to tell me that a day is a year. It says the first year plus 600, which teaches us what the Torah is not saying, that one day is a year. The Torah says once the day began, the 601st year began, but not that it's a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a whole year. Okay.